I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove, from the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Ooh, and I lay with infinity stars, snorting them all into my sugared candy nose. So soft and warm, they smell like old lovers. Born sinners, they all shine with fire, embers of questioned desire. Don't you know I do not want to want, oh darling? Don't you know my day will never come? I'll watch obscure birdies taunt me, and perfect will flaunt its hands in. More and more of my sweet son.
Stephanie Carlin is a singer and songwriter from New York City who tells it like she sees it and feels it. She is an emotionally charged performer who pours her everything into the music. I had the pleasure of chatting with Stephanie in April 2011 while she visited Lancaster, Pennsylvania to perform at the Launch Music Conference. Well, joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Stephanie Carlin, all the way from Brooklyn, New York, here for the Launch Music Conference. Welcome to Lancaster.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, this is a great weekend for music in this town, and I'm really thrilled to have some great acts on the show, especially Stephanie, because I've been listening to this album from 2008, The Agony and Ecstasy Of, for the last couple weeks, and I tell you, I can't get enough of it. It keeps coming back. You know, when I'm driving down the road and I say, what do I want to listen to right now? I'm reaching for that. Well, I guess I'm dialing it in. The iPod is how we do it now. I don't really reach for it. But
what are CDs?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, I want to really dig into this album because it's my context into your music. Can you talk first about the recording of it and you know, how it was made? Did you do it all by yourself, or did you work with some engineers, producers, etc.? Just tell me the story of the record.
So it was recorded in 2008 at a studio in Midtown Manhattan. That I found on Craigslist. I mean, I was a baby when I recorded this album. I was a senior in high school, and I, yes, sir.
Wow.
He's giving me an incredulous look here. And I had convinced my high school principal to let me leave school at noon every day to go to Manhattan and record, because at the time I lived on Eastern Long Island, uh-huh, out towards Montauk. So every day for about 3.5 weeks, I took the train into Manhattan to record this album at noon after my high school classes were over. And that is how the record came to be. Now, you should be honored, because usually I'll just lie about my age and not tell anybody that this was recorded when I was in high school, but I'm letting that part of myself go.
Well, yeah, I mean, usually people say this was recorded when I was really young to try to make up for something that isn't really that good.
Right.
But this is the opposite. That's kind of mind-blowing to think that, and where were those high school principals when I was in high school?
Right?
That's what I want to know.
I hope they're listening now.
Talk about the creative process, both from making these songs, writing these songs, developing them, and then also in the studio, because there's some really unconventional things happening on the record.
Sure. Well, unconventionality is my conventionality. I'm pretty damn sick of the AABA format of, you know, going back to the hook and here's another verse, blah, blah, blah. I'm very much into, you know, improv, and I don't know if you'd classify what I'm doing as of late as jazz, but that's where the mentality is.
Sure.
Evolving something out of, you know, no form, yet still maintaining a structure. And there is a lot of structure in these songs, but it takes a deeper look to understand them. The chord progressions may be the same, but the lyrics are completely different. Yet somehow there are traces of the same melodies in them. And
yeah, sure.
Et cetera.
Yeah, you can tell that the same song is still on.
Right. Yeah, that's a good thing, right?
But it does. It really varies. So how much of that was you bringing that to the studio, and how much of that were the folks in the studio?
Oh, that was all me.
Okay.
I worked with one engineer over there, and he loved everything I was doing. He never really hindered the creative process. He had some great ideas, but usually he was used to working with, you know, hip-hop singers.
Sure.
So having someone influenced by indie rock was quite a treat for him, and I got a lot more out of him than the $40 an hour I paid him.
So you were producing
this,
and, and he was turning the knobs.
Yeah.
Let's get into some of the songs then. We'll just go down through the tracks. We'll start with this Rudder Red.
Rudder Red.
Can you tell me what that means?
Oh boy, there really is no concrete answer to give you, Jason. You know, a rudder is on a ship, and red is the color of my blood, and I will leave you with that.
Okay.
To scratch your head in whichever way you deem fit. This song is, the only way I want to describe it is the torturous love story that created my career.
Okay.
And I'll leave you with that.
So from this, the career was born.
We'll yeah, say. let's say that.
I find it to be an uplifting track. I mean, I find there to be the feel of it, the sense of it, is hopeful sounding to me.
Oh, absolutely.
There's one lyric in particular. So my baby, forget your plane. You'll go skydiving in another day. We'll dance to Miss Billie Holiday, and yes, this plea is 2 months late, but this ain't over. Probably sounds ridiculous, me reciting it like that, but I have no idea what's going on, but that's a beautiful lyric to me. Can you dig into it a bit, or are you going to stay shrouded in mystery?
So my baby, forget your plane. Yeah, I'm gonna keep it at the torturous love story that catapulted my career.
Very well. Well, we'll listen to it and let the listeners decide.
You are not perfect, but every inch of you feels perfect when it's covered in my life. You're my soul shake to lift me up into the sky. We're going love, we're going love, we're getting to the sky. We're going love, we're going love, we're getting to the sky. And we're just burning, we're not perfect, and the needles are prepared for very sharp. And I see no tragic flaws. So put them, a source in a suit. Get dressed up and follow me to a place where perfect people rub their flawed burning bodies. They rub together. Rub, rub together.
Moving on to Licorice. I made a reference back to you about Elizabeth Frazier from the Cocteau Twins.
What a great reference. Thank you for that.
I'm glad. Especially at the beginning of this, there's these sounds in the background that really take me back to some of the earlier records from the late 80s. That really flood back the memories. Can you talk about the vocal sample? This track starts with a sample of a woman speaking.
Perhaps the greatest way to draw resolution is to redraw the heart. Radiant, shining. Or maybe we see then a cage opening and the flight of a dove. However we picture it, it must be a picture that is meaningful to us.
Well, we were in the studio, my engineer, Patrick, and I. Hey, Patrick, if you're listening. And we really wanted some sort of ambient sound that encapsulated the mood of the track. And we were scratching our heads. We didn't really know what to do. We were trying to create bird sounds and making sounds of the trucks going by outside Midtown Manhattan. And finally he said, you know what, the owner of the studio just came back from a spiritual retreat and recorded everything from this retreat. Let's see if he recorded anything we could use. And he had recorded this spiritual guru Ramtha speaking at one of her
one of these
things
gatherings.
Right. And he turned it on, and the first phrase that she had said completely encapsulated the entire track. And I said, this is what we're using.
Wow.
It turns out that her quote unquote school of enlightenment is a cult. And I didn't realize that when we were putting that in. So it's hysterical. Her background, if you go on Wikipedia and explore Ramtha, but nonetheless, the words perfectly fit the song, in my opinion.
Well, it's a great song, and I love the way that the sample comes in and, you know, starts at the beginning and then comes back and reprises in the middle.
And in the bridge, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is probably, I don't know, to me, one of the great examples of the asymmetrical and the interesting arrangements and just a lot of different
trippy stuff
going on. It's outstanding.
I'm still burning. I'm still burning. My muse, my love. My love.
The unfinished business is the incumbent self. It's the past self. It's the past unfinished. What is unfinished?
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. My guest today is New York City's Stephanie Carlin. Stephanie joined me for a conversation about her 2008 EP, The Agony and Ecstasy Of. My favorite track from this is Infinity Scars.
It's mine, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll listen to the first couple, be like, yeah, this is great. I know why I wanted to listen to this record, and then that track comes on. And it just, it really blows me away. There's a part in the middle. I don't know what to call the part because there's a lot of different as we mentioned.
Capital T, the capital P part.
The part.
The part.
You think your destiny's tamed, so you're twisting the logic, but then once are seeping out, set to explode. At that point, when the set to explode is the part that just blows me away every time. So even if it's just on in the background, boom, you know what I mean? And I come dial right back in and you've got me. You got me hooked. Talk about this one. Talk about the story behind it and the making of it.
I wrote this at a conference, actually, in Pennsylvania, probably close to 5 years ago now. And, I've been involved in this very tumultuous love affair. And this song, it's called Infinity Scars because it's just about, you know, those wounds that don't go away and you know, that torturous love story that never ends. And no matter how much you want the person, you know you cannot have them. Everything just is meaningless compared to these wounds and how strong these emotions are.
It's neat how the song turns.
That was not my idea to do that. I will give credit when credit's due. That was my engineer's idea. He's like, what if we just had, you know, four different electric guitars going right here, and it transformed the song. It brought it to this amazing climax.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I lay with infinity arms, prying my legs open in the depths of hollow nights with hollow touches. It feels so damn bitter. Cold air on the fire, sizzling out, weathering out embers of burnt out desire. Don't you know that you will always want, oh darling? Don't you know the spontaneous taunts you think your destiny's tamed, so you're twisting the logic. them once I seeping out, set to explode.
So let's talk about this this song, "Oh Beautiful Thing, The Night Will Keep Us Young."
In my opinion, this is the most upbeat song on the album. There isn't too much negativity about the love ending. This is the ecstasy song of the agony, I guess to say.
Yeah, one of the things I like most about this song is the energy and the movement in the lyrics.
Yeah,
the way that you repeat phrases over and over and over. There's the one part, the in out, the cyclic repeating about breath in the dancing verse. I just love that part. I love the end of it too, of hearts all beating as one. I mean that the rhythm of it.
This song has great rhythm.
And all will be changing. I'll keep my happiness. Two eyes blue bubble dancing. I'll always be free. And I'll always be feeding on twisting and bleeding in motion and living. And there's this thing I do, and it is called breathing. And out and out and out and out, it's cyclic repeating. And tried with me and that's it, taking feeling. A heart's all beating as one.
One. One, just one. Just one more, and it's gonna be no tomorrow. The sunlight's never gonna come. We're gonna stay right here in darkness with the comfort of our own.
The last song is The Human Struggle.
Yes, this song is not on The Agony and Ecstasy of. This song is going to be on my next album.
Oh, okay. I got them together as a group and assumed it was the fifth song.
No, this is a demo of what will be coming.
Wow. Okay, that's great.
And you can hear a lot of growth in between those four songs and this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense to me now.
Yeah.
First of all, I just wanted to say that I did have to look up the chorus.
Because
I didn't know what that meant.
I'm glad you took the time to.
I couldn't resist. So talk about the mantra a bit that is happening in the chorus and how that's influenced this song or maybe more.
The mantra in this chorus is in Sanskrit, and it translates to gone, gone, beyond gone. Ultimate wisdom remains when everything is gone. And there are multiple translations of this mantra, and that's the one I've chosen to go with. And I'm trying to pose the question, how are you going to find true inner peace when everything and everyone you love is gone? Because one day they will all be gone, and how will we cope?
Yeah.
That's the human struggle.
There's some really great lyrics along with that I'd like to draw attention to. One is, and I quit whining and wanting and realize I'm dying, and I sit here while Afghan babies get slit, and I sit here on this throne spewing bullshit. That's really powerful. Why the reference to Afghani babies?
Why not? I mean, the point of this is to make us be grateful for what we have. And, you know, all these wars are just this kind of background noise at this point. I feel like Americans have become so isolated from what's actually going on. And, you know, I'm going to sit here on this throne and complain about how my boyfriend left me while these babies are being murdered by the hands of my own people. Well, that's disgraceful. So I better fucking wake up and get a grip on what's actually going on and be grateful that I have the life I have.
And you take a breath later in the track.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say that my wife was listening to this. It was just playing in the house one day, not long ago. And I had pointed that part out because I was listening to it in headphones the first time and went, whoa, that was great. And she was sitting in the house and she said, oh, did you hear that? That was great. Completely unsolicited.
More, come on and give me more. When I finally stop denying I'm empty, when the hard laws of love defeat dreams of peace, and I finally see all my needs as a disease, and I quit whining and wanting to win as I'm dying. And I sit here while Afghani babies get slit, and I sit here on this throne spewing bullshit. I gotta wake up and take a breath. I guess my mess ain't all that complex. Gotti, gotti, para gotti. Gotti, gotti, para gotti. Gotti, gotti, para gotti. Para sam gotti. But he's fine. Finally start seeing the world in color, when the laws of the earth supersede law and order, I won't need any more God or coffee. Everything will be rooted in nothing. Now I know the path is not a straight line, and the path, the sweet path, takes its sweet time. But I gotta wake up and decide if I root in the struggle of denial, of denial, of denial.
The Human Struggle is a demo for the new record.
For the new record.
What's the status of a new Stephanie Carlin record?
The status is great. I'll be going into the studio this summer. I've got a great producer on board. I'm in the process of getting a lot of really phenomenal musicians. I feel very fortunate to be working with these guys. Unfortunately, we have not had our contract signed, so I cannot divulge who will be on it. But there'll be a ton of updates on my website at stephaniecarlin.com. And it'll be my first full-length, full-band album. We're going to be doing a crowdfunding campaign in the next 45 days in order to raise some money to record at Flux Studios in Manhattan.
That's excellent. So that's where you ask people to pre-order and to donate?
Exactly.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing that these days.
They've been very successful and people want to help. And I've noticed that crowdfunding, you know, really unites the fans with the artist and creates a very intimate relationship.
Are you playing a lot? Are you traveling a lot? You know, where are you with reaching your goals musically?
I'm playing a lot. I'm playing a lot of out-of-state festivals, getting out of Brooklyn, playing a lot of things in Brooklyn, in Manhattan. I've got some great festivals lined up for the summer, and all of the venues and dates are on my website again at stephaniecarlin.com. And hopefully this summer for me will be very full with, you know, touring and producing this record and, you know, making it the best it can be.
Can you name a handful of records that you simply can't live without?
Oh, yeah.
These could be, you know, stuff that you grew up on. This could be more recent inspiration. Just tell me if when you're going on a 6-hour road trip, what you queue up in the iPod.
Right now, there are two records that everybody needs to go out and buy. They were released this month by two incredible musicians on the New York scene. Becca Stevens' Weightless and Gretchen Parlato's The Lost and Found have been on repeat for the past, I don't know, month and a half for me. These two ladies are both singer-songwriters who I've gotten to know over the past couple months, and they're just superb in every fashion. Beautiful, colorful, innovative arrangements that it's just unheard of. So I urge everybody to go out and pick up those two albums. Oh boy, this is always an interesting question. I'll never forget the first time I picked up Elliott Smith's Roman Candle, and I was 13, and I was in a record store in Connecticut, and my parents had dragged me to some, you know, podunk town over there, and I saw this record, and I didn't know who he was, and I picked it up, and I knew that something good was on it, and it's just like some crappy little picture of him, and
yeah.
I put it on and fell in love, and that was kind of when I knew that, like, this is what I want to make. I want to make something that sounds like this.
Cool.
Yeah. But some other records that have really influenced me are, Ani DeFranco's Evolve has always been a big motivator for me, and all of John Frusciante's solo work, Charlie Mingus, Cat Power, and one of my favorite songs as of late is Martin Sexton's cover of Working Class Hero. One of my many hats that I wear is that I'm the assistant producer for a very big John Lennon tribute in New York City, and last year we had it at the Beacon Theater, and Jackson Browne performed, Cyndi Lauper performed, Patti Smith, Amy Mann, and Martin Sexton, and many other very yeah. talented musicians. And I just got the unmastered version of this song for our iTunes release, and I've probably listened to it about 20 times in 2 days and cried,
wow.
cried to three of them. So this is a very powerful version of Working Class Hero, and it will be on iTunes in the next 3 months or so. So that will be the annual John Lennon tribute live at Beacon Theater album.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to stop in and talk to me
thank
about
you
your music.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I hope you have a great launch conference and a great time here in Lancaster.
Well, thank you.
Stephanie Carlin's music is filled with passion and emotion. She's a high-energy performer who pours her heart and soul into the music. Stephanie will be recording her first full-length album during the summer of 2011. Visit her online at stephaniecarlin.com or link up from our website, woodstovehouse.com, where you can listen to past episodes of the show, check out show notes, or leave feedback. And don't forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes. This episode was recorded at the Candy Factory. The Candy Factory is Lancaster, Pennsylvania's premier shared workspace. Find out more at candyissweet.com. Around the Wood Stove is a production of the Wood Stove House. Find us on the web at woodstovehouse.com.
So mama, baby, forget your place.